Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello.
And the bottom line is, you know, we don't even know if Blitz is rolling, but if we're saying anything bad, he could cut it out.
Papa.
Lummy, is that you?
Papa. Yes. That's me.
You kind of got out of my favor a little bit.
Who?
Her.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was so fucking... Even Steve was like, whoa.
Yeah, even no. Steve.
He was confused.
Motherfucker, Steve wasn't paying attention. He was just confused.
Shut up, Blitz.
When we said, right, Steve? And he was like, what happened? What's going on?
He knew exactly what was going on.
Oh, did
he? Was just so flabbergasted.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, this is the Bubba the Love Sponge exclusive podcast that you get every Monday. And it's going to have to be somewhat of an abbreviated deal because I got to go to the IRS today.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was wondering if we could talk about where you're going.
Yeah, I'm going to the IRS.
Oh, no.
What you going to do there?
I'm going to say, what's up, IRS? I know that I owe a lot of motherfucking money.
Woo!
But I'm here. You guys are here. I'm here. You're here. Let's see if we can come up with some kind of deal. You take payments?
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, here's the deal, man. I'm getting a little bit older. These bad things, I'm eliminating these bad things in my life.
Good.
No, for real. Like when I get this IRS caper, you know, and I'm in full disclosure, this is what happened. In 2012, in 2013, I was still making pretty good money. And I got into a federal lawsuit. And it came down to not paying my taxes or paying my
lawyer
payroll.
Oh, yeah.
Employees to be able to produce a show, to be able to try to keep a job, to be able to try to keep this business afloat. And personally, not business wise, but personally, I fell behind on my taxes a lot. Because I was like, you know, I can either pay my payroll and my rent or pay my personal taxes and not be able to pay my payroll, which means I'm not going to have anybody work for me, which means I'm not going to have a job, which means I'm not going to have a show. So I chose to keep the show going. Well, now it's got to a point where I will tell you this. I've been compliant since 2019, I owed nothing or paid my mm-hmm. way. 2020, I did. And it's looking like 2021, I'm going to probably maybe get a little bit of a refund, but the refunds that I get just go to what I owe.
Yeah, they won't give it to you.
I know. Last year, I got a $3,100 refund. Mm-hmm. Well, it goes, great news, $3,100. But it's just to take off the $250,000 you owe.
Right.
Fuck out of here. So I'm just going to go there. Blitz, this is kind of like the last bad thing I got hanging over my head that I don't have closure on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, after I meet with them, and I may have to get a lawyer, but after I meet with them, then I can find out what my number is and what my liability is, and then I can make some decisions based on that. But I got to know what I owe and what my all-in number is. But once I get that handled, let's say they're like, okay, Mr. Clem, you owe us $300,000, but we'll take, $150 for it. And then I'm going to say, well, how long can I pay it all? Like, you know, can I pay like, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 a month for 100 years or something? but then, Blitz, I'll have that issue addressed and handled. Then I just got to worry about keeping you people happy. and doing good radio or doing good content. Lummi, of which tomorrow, which now, Lummi, when I ask you things, you can't be dishonest with me.
No,
you have to tell me the truth.
Yes, sir.
Like if you have a Wilbur deal or you got a wife deal or you're meeting Hootie because you got 40 bags of concrete getting delivered or whatever the fuck you may or may not going on, you have to be honest with me because I'll work around your schedule. Okay?
Yes, sir.
What do you got this week with regards to you and I being able to give the goats a little trim?
Would Wednesday be the best for you? Thursday is not that. Oh, well, I mean, if we're out of here
No. Hold on, buddy. Would Wednesday be your first choice? Yeah, I can do Wednesday. No, we got an after show.
Yep.
So we could do the goat trimming like maybe like 11:30.
Yeah, like right after.
And Blitz, do I do it live or do I tape it and make it a production?
I'd probably tape it.
Yeah. Put it like on a selfie stick or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lummi, I think we do. It's been a tradition, and it makes it a little more quote unquote white trashy if I pull the Crown Vic up there.
Oh yeah.
And we use the Crown Vic.
Oh yeah, they're right on the hood.
Yeah.
Put them right on the hood, and Blitz, they can't get a lot of traction on the hood either.
No. So I would do like.
Should I wet the hood?
Wet it. They'll slide all around, won't they?
That's what we want them. We don't want them getting traction. Oh. So what would you do, Blitz, if you were me?
No, I was saying just camera wise. Like I would take. You know, like your and Lummi's camera, put one of them on a tripod and record, and then use another camera like that you guys hold. So you have multiple, like two angles.
Yeah, but I can't edit that.
No, send it to Jackson. He'll edit it.
Oh, okay. Send it to Jackson. Woo!
Yeah.
So Lummi, we'll do that Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Now, Blitz, should I have a little water source? If I threw a little water on the hood, would that make it even more slippery? Or,
I mean, it will. I mean, the hood itself might be enough, but. You have water ready to go.
Lummi, that's kind of the gimmick. We shave them on the hood.
Yeah, of course.
Now, Lummi, I'm going to be the shaver. You're going to be the holder downer.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be able to hold them down?
Yeah, I picked up Hootie the other day. And
he doesn't
baby.
Like it, does he?
Oh, he didn't mind it at the point, but, I mean, it was a pitch.
Yeah, he's fat.
It's a lot of muscle.
No, Lummi, they're fucking fat. Our goats are fat as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy.
Lummi,
happy.
Stop fucking around.
Happy.
Those goats need to be on a... They are far too fat. And we go through this about once a year where I put a stop feeding the fucking goats policy in. Well, I think I'm about ready to start that. Because I think you're giving them way too much food.
I don't give them that much food at all. It's got to be other people. I mean...
There's no other people to give them food.
I'm just saying. Anna
and Blitz
on
throw out a few rinds and, but nothing...
Bananas.
Nothing... The things that Anna and Blitz give
them,
Well, it would not make them gain this much weight. Lummi giving them fucking stacks full of peanut hay.
No, that hay, I don't give them that much hay at all. Because the problem is...
Then who's feeding them? I ain't feeding them.
They're just eating all that grass. They're eating all that grass back there.
Tyler ain't feeding them. Ace ain't feeding them. Blitz and Anna feed them fucking bullshit little ant,
strawberries.
The most once every couple weeks.
You're the only human being, buddy.
Yeah, but they're eating a lot of grass. But I guarantee when we shave them, you're going to go, wow, they look skinny.
Well, let me make that determination because when I tried to pick one up a few weeks ago, I was like, man, this one's fat as fuck.
No, yeah, I mean, Hootie's a bigger goat, but I mean, he's not that heavy. I think once we shave him, you're gonna be like, shit, man.
If once we shave him, I'm like, shit, man, these fucking goats are fat.
Well, on the goat report, we did our couple times around the pond walk, and we did some different exercises.
Lummi, a couple of times around the pond walk would be like me walking around the block twice a week after I just gorged myself with the fucking Golden Corral.
Well, it they don't get matter. Gorged. I didn't even give them hay yesterday. And they're supposed to have hay.
What if? No, they don't need fucking hay.
Blitz,
do they really need hay?
They should have hay at all times. And then that medicated stuff that Lummi gives them, they do need that too.
And that's it. That's all
they
give them.
Well, so much for the fucking grass then.
Well, the grass, that's what they eat.
They don't eat shit.
That grass is low. They just don't like the certain types of right by the fence.
What if we did no hay, nothing besides their minerals? What if we did that? They would lose weight, like the time that I did that before. Remember? And they lost weight.
I mean, if that's what you want to do,
they would lose weight,
but they also wouldn't be healthy.
Well, yeah, but they would lose weight though. That's all that matters.
Well, hold on, you're saying they can't be skinny and healthy?
Well, they need to have hay.
They eat, I don't give them that much. It's like there's goat farms that leave hay barrels out
Blitz,
there.
Are we overfeeding them? Just work with me instead of being negatorial.
Oh,
time.
You
just
know what?
Just give me the truth.
Okay.
No, I just want the truth. Are we overfeeding?
Honestly, I don't know like how much he feeds them. It would be the grains and stuff that they would be overfed. They do need hay, but
I give them one scoop each of the grains, and then I don't even leave. I go out and I maybe give them like a tiny pile of the hay, which I mean most people. They tell you to leave a whole barrel.
You were going to build a hay thing so they could have hay at all times. It's the grains and that kind of stuff that.
And I don't even give them treats anymore. The treats are still in that the old shed.
No treats.
All right. Well, we'll groom them up on Wednesday, and we can make a determination.
You see that muscle on him?
Yeah. Could we actually Google? Here, I'll ask old girl. Hey Alexa, what is the average weight of a farm goat?
Pygmy goat, I think they are.
Here is what I found. A goat typically weighs between 120 pounds and 170 pounds when fully grown. Was that helpful?
No.
Or wait.
They're pygmy goats.
Thanks for your feedback.
Hey, Alexa, what is the average weight of a pygmy goat? Hey, Alexa, what is the average weight of a pygmy goat?
Here's something I found on the web. According to CourseHero.com, these goats weigh between 60 and 80 pounds.
There you go, Lummy.
And I don't think they're 70, 80 pounds.
Well, we'll figure out how much they weigh.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Do you need a scale?
On Wednesday, they're going to get a full physical.
Yes.
Prostate included.
Okay.
Lummy, prostate you, check. Nice. I'll Lummy, check it.
Lummy, will you,
I'm an well, expert.
There you go.
Okay, Anna just volunteered to be a prostate checker.
I need is just one latex glove.
Don't talk that shit.
I know.
If you're not going to do
she
it.
She doesn't know that.
I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, really?
No, for real. Will you, Lummy, send me a video of how to check a goat's prostate.
All right.
Do goats have prostates?
I don't know.
I'll find it or I won't find it.
How to check
I'll go digging.
Goat's prostate. Boom.
Oh.
Here we go. Hold on. Obviously, we could probably play this because it's a podcast and it's not visual. Here we go. Anna, you ready?
Hello, yep. It's Crystal, and we're out here checking Cammy's tendons again. Cammy's getting really close, and any day she's due. So we check her tendons a couple times a day. Most people make the mistake of looking for the tendons alongside the tailbone, when in fact they do not go that way. They come out kind of in a V from the tailbone.
Now, is this goat pregnant?
When you're checking for them, you're just feeling around. They're pretty obvious. They're really hard like a pencil if they're not bred or in labor by any means.
I don't think.
And they get soft like
I don't think goats have prostates.
I doubt it.
Do goats, let me ask.
Male goats.
Hey, Alexa, do male goats have prostates?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Engormix.com, the present study for first time in male goat indicates that in addition to Leydig cells, spermatogenic stages, epithelial cells of proximal ductus epididymis, prostate and vesicle seminal glands tissues express aromatase.
What the fuck?
She said that our
she's
goats,
right.
Our goats need expressed.
Oh, okay.
They said that our goats need expressed. Are you going to express our goats?
If they need to be expressed, then I'll express them.
For real.
Express yourself.
Yeah. Why not?
How to express a goat.
That is disgusting.
Hold on. She said, your girlfriend said.
That's me.
If I need... Lummy, what did she say? If the goats need expressing,
She will express them.
She will express them.
That's what the crazy bitch said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. I thought I had a video of goat express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Lummy, look for.
I've been looking. A lot of them are about the pregnancy.
Look for it now, Lummy. Immediately. Goat expressions.
How to express your goat's prostate. And it's not giving me any.
Did you type prostate?
How do you spell it?
Well, just type in gland.
Oh. Goat's gland.
Gland.
Mm-hmm.
G-L-A-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Dogs. Oh, goat and sheep semen.
Hello, goat lovers. Crystal here with Blue Cactus Dairy Goats, and we are going to be testing our herd for three commonly tested for diseases that goats can get: CL, CAE, and yonis. We're going to show you step by step from choosing.
Hey, look at that goat. He looks like he's miserable at his neck
in the lab to filling out the paperwork, drawing the blood, and shipping it off.
Yeah, first of all, I mean, can you imagine if you put one of our spoil brat goats in there? They'd break their fucking neck before they...
So CL is a disease that actually attacks the lymph nodes of a goat. It's
all right, let me...
stay.
Hold on, Anna. You're going to have to give these goats these...
it explodes. Just
what explodes?
Wait, whoa.
So mainly it's a form of a really bad form of arthritis. It can affect their lungs and their udders as well. And that is extremely contagious also. And the third disease we're going to be testing for is called yonis. A lot of people will call it...
Not yogi. Not your yogi.
Oh.
Yonis.
Oh. John's, because that's...
Hey, look at this goat. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, yonis?
Yeah.
How it seems to be spelt, but it's actually pronounced yonis. And that is a gastrointestinal disease, which will just thicken up their intestines to where the goat may be eating and has a very large appetite. But in essence, they're just starving to death.
That's us right there.
Because their intestinal wall is not absorbing the nutrition from the feed that they're eating. So there's several labs that you can actually send your blood into. The lab that we've always used is Water. You're a vet. You would phone number.
All right, here we go.
Small.
All right. We want to go to how you do it.
Well, listen, she's getting blood out. We're not looking for blood.
Oh. An alcohol. All right, so you're going to pinch off this vein.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing.
What it's going to do is actually get it filled with blood so that it starts popping out, and it's real easy to see. I hope you guys can see that, but it's right here.
Yeah, Lummi, basically that's what you do. You shove your finger in their ass.
Which, there's some reason not coming up on my shoving fingers in ass goats are not coming up.
Why not, Lummi?
Of Texas.
What's wrong?
And the clinical tennis ball or so, give or take. Persist in the dirt for a really long animal too. That's called animals that are showing clinical signs, showing those abscesses, showing signs. You just can't do that.
I mean, it looks like this guy's able to control his goat.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looks like a sheep.
Yeah, just put his fucking neck up.
Yeah.
Like, is that how they do
this
it?
This condition does spread. If you've got this within your flock or your herd, it's going to get passed from animal to animal. It's just wanted to make you aware.
Yeah, Lummy, there's no, you know.
I'm looking for the ass checking.
How to check your goat's ass.
Man, no one needs to look at my bing.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not finding
what
anything.
What is there to know?
Well, listen,
stick in a finger. If there's room, stick more in.
Anna.
Oh, how many fingers are you putting in, Anna?
I don't know.
How many fit?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, please.
Two in the front, eight in the back. It's called the minivan.
I hope it pisses on you.
I'm cheesy.
That's the least of our worries.
Yeah, I can't find goat expression.
I can't either.
Expressing goats.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
I mean, Anna, we had you all racked up for
I was ready to do it too.
To an expression. Maybe you ought to worry about expressing Blitz and not the goats.
Yes, exactly.
Just stick a thumb in his ass.
Blitz needs expressed.
How do you not give him a hand job while he's getting angry in traffic? I mean, if
like,
he's smelly.
We kind of were beating around the bush a little bit, like, but why you weren't sucking dick? I don't have any idea.
Or you at least fucking five-finger shuffle.
That would have taken. That would have taken.
Let me, how's that go?
You know?
That would have taken the edge off the day like you wouldn't believe, Anna.
Now shoot all that sperm over that steering wheel. Woo!
Now, Anna, was there at any...
She has a cup her hand over it.
At any time, Anna.
Yeah.
While you were in this 2.5 hour...
3 hour, please.
3 hour traffic conundrum.
Yes.
At any time, were you thinking about maybe sucking his dick?
No.
No.
Oh!
Wow.
Never? Brum.
Happy birthday, Blitz.
Right.
It's his birthday.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. He was taken care of the next morning.
Yeah, that's the day too late. Whoopee. He could have got two in
how,
that time.
Anna, how good is it? How good a D is it? Like, this is an actual place where we can talk about.
Obviously not very good.
No, I mean, like, out of all the places, hold on, out of all the places we talk about, this is the one place that we can.
D's great. D's really good.
That we can talk about you guys.
This is where you can get really descriptive and give all the details, Anna.
D is very good, Bubba. Talk about you guys like fucking. You'd like it.
What do you mean I'd like it? I don't like D. I don't need D.
I'm just saying it's good.
And what's your position of choice with Blitz? Now that you've had now you know your way around the farm a little bit, like what do you prefer? You have to have this thing. You guys have had to do quite a bit of different stuff where you now have a favorite.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Well, pray tell.
I like it when I'm on top.
Mm-hmm. And have you have you experienced what we call, you know, jet skiing? What?
No, I haven't jet skied. Are you mad at me?
No, I'm mad at you for you cutting me down to threads on the other show.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you were fucking.
How is that even a bad thing? I said that hot girls are your bread and butter.
No, you said it differently.
Codependent hot bitches that are insecure. You knew what the fuck.
I never said that.
I couched it, and you brought it home, bitch.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. You and I are friends.
Are we?
As long as you're honest about what's happening with you and Blitz, I feel
I'm being honest. Yes.
All right. So, like, is it, you know, are you multi-orgasmic? Can you come more than once?
In a day?
No.
Yes.
In a session.
Typically, when I'm done, I'm done.
In a sesh.
Mm.
In a sesh.
Typically, when I'm done, I'm done. But there's been multiple times. There's been multiple parties in one session before.
One sesh?
Yeah.
Did you give you the world famous Bubba the Love Sponge two-finger cul-de-sac Jones?
Yeah, have.
No, just anxiously awaiting that one.
He has Blitz? Not. He ha- Blitz, you've not?
Yeah, take it over to Blitz.
Blitz?
What?
You've not administered the world famous two-finger cul-de-sac Jones?
Nope.
Do you plan on it?
No.
That was the second time in.
Are
Jones.
Are you not a fan of that particular move?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Some people are, some people aren't.
Yeah, I actually loved it.
Oh, Ashley loves it, doesn't she not?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, Bubba. Does she request it sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Will you finger me like Bubba?
She pretty much says, give me the two finger like Bubba says. Oh.
Let me take that back. I don't know if that would have been that was appropriate for me to say, will you finger me like Bubba? That would insinuate that I fingered her.
Right.
No, but you haven't, but she knows 100% that you came up
by
with
proxy.
The two-finger cul-de-sac
right.
Jones. So.
You fingered her by
she
proxy.
She is very happy, Bubba, about that. Thank
right.
you.
Most women are.
Yes.
Most women go absolutely fucking crazy over it, especially if they've ever had it before.
Oh, yeah.
Blitz, now, have you done that to another woman of your life?
No, never.
You've never done that?
Mm-mm.
I almost feel as if you're scoffing at it.
No, not at all. It's a great technique. I Googled it.
No, it is it's a very great technique. And if you've never done it, you don't have any idea what you're in store for when you finally administer that technique flawlessly to a girl in a buffalo type stance. She will squirt like a fucking jet ski.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
And she'll be confused as to, she'll actually say, I've never squirted like this in my entire life.
Well, damn, I should give it a try.
Yeah,
then.
I cannot fucking believe that you've not, this is not part of your bag of tricks. That our lummy, I know Blitz speak. I've known him for 20 plus years. You know what's really going on here? Ask me.
What is going on, Bubba?
He has done it with others to great levels of success. He just doesn't want to talk about it because they've not done it yet, and I think she's a little kabukied out on it.
You think he might have changed it to make it the Blitz two-finger cul-de-sac
Jones?
No,
he wouldn't do that. No. He's done it, and we'll give proper credit as to who invented it, but he just doesn't want to talk about that around her.
Makes sense.
Because she's not done it yet, and she may even not want to do it. That's Blitz speak.
Yeah. Is that true, Blitz?
You know what? He didn't have to say a word as to whether it's true or not. We know.
We
and making Blitz. Him not say a word insulates him further.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at, Blitz?
No, we don't.
I'm here.
He's listening patiently.
Yeah.
Fucking giving me a high five deep down, ESP.
Yeah.
Mm. Mid five.
I'm high fiving you too, Bubba.
Yeah. He's giving me the nucks. Mm-hmm. Same way to cover my ass. My boy got my fucking ass.
That's
exactly.
Right.
This crazy bitch doesn't want to squirt. I'm not going to give her the deal, but I've given the deal to many a crazy bitch that fucking, you know, jet skidded 6 foot.
Oh, that's a big rooster tail.
Exactly.
Rooster tail.
Yeah, my house is like Barney's.
This house is like, you know, you could go to the mall and ride away. If the kid can get on a wave. You know, he could get on the mall and ride away.
Right.
Bitches would ride in waves over.
Yeah, of course.
Chris Peace.
Of course.
So, Anna, I think I slid right on through that.
Yes, you did. I believe.
I think that you don't want that just for in fear that it's been named after me. And I think that it's a very much a scary unknown for you. And you feel like you'll disappoint. Because you cannot squirt, and it's going to be a disappointment for all.
Yes. That I think that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you nailed it, Bubba.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so fucking smart.
You're a genius.
That, or Blitz has tried it. See, you got to understand, Blitz has a big dong. He may not need that. Well, I mean, a smaller dong, guys.
We
need
pull
that
out.
Bag of trick. Yeah, yep. We need that bag. You know what? We're like a little V6. We need that shot of nitrous.
Exactly.
Fucking Blitz is a V12 over there. Fucking
naturally aspirated.
Naturally aspirated. 13-1 fucking high compression pistons. He doesn't need to fucking. He doesn't need to push a pass.
Nope. The little dick club here needs it.
Yeah, the V6 little dick club over here. V6 twin turbo little dick club. We need push to pass, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We need that little special.
We just can't dick a bitch and get the same reaction as he does. He dicks a bitch. He's got the equipment to dick a bitch. Us, we're part of the V6 small dick club. Say it, Lummy.
We're a V6 small dick club.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good club, though. We got two fingers.
We're twin turbo charged.
Yeah.
We got to fuck. I mean, we can get it. We can get.
You get better gas mileage.
And we get to the finish.
It's great in this economy.
We get them all to the finish.
Oh. Anna, do you ever think that you'll potentially
be able to squirt?
No. Oh. Would potentially want that maneuver.
I think
if you said,
maybe,
Blitzy, you know, without talking about it on the air, can we at least try it? Because I've heard so much about it. And Bubba.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Is just fucking absolutely crazy. I mean, it's all,
you know, Jesky. That's all I fucking hear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So will you walk me through it, Papa?
I'm going to call him Papa?
What do you?
No, probably. I hope not.
No, hold on. What is he, baby? Honey?
Chris.
Sweetie.
He's not just Chris.
My spouse.
Oh, okay. You don't have a baby? You don't, like, a baby?
I'll call him, like, honey sometimes.
Right. So he'd be like, honey, can you walk me through it? Like, you know, baby step it through me? So that, you know, maybe I don't do it right and we don't have to, like, fucking make a big deal about it, but I can at least try it.
And then I'll say, yo, get over here. I'm going to do this to you.
And make sure you call me proper when I'm doing it.
Call me proper.
I would lose my boner if I was Blitz on that deal.
Yeah, you think?
I know. And she would do what she's doing now, just start dying laughing.
But here's the deal. But Anna, here's the deal.
Yeah. What if I do it wrong and I just piss all over myself?
That's what you're going to do. That means you're doing
it
right.
No, but like literally, what if I just pee on myself?
It's not piss. It's ejaculate.
No, but like what if he does it and then nothing happens and then I literally just pee on myself?
Here's the thing. If he does it, if something does come out, it's not, we're hoping something comes out. And you may interpret it as piss, but it's not. It's female ejaculate.
Yes.
We're hoping something comes out. Quite high pressure.
Right.
Blitz wants to get hit in the face.
Yes.
Yeah, he wants it. He's going to wear his Oakley fucking, you know.
My TV glasses. I'm going to wear my TV glasses.
He's going to wear his fucking, you know, like, remember when the Major League Baseball guys wear, like, their fucking, you know, ski goggles?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Blitz is going to have one of those old tarpon sponge dock suits on.
I got a new pair of aviators at the air show this past weekend.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So,
financial growth.
He wants to be like he's Gallagher, you know, in the watching Gallagher.
No, but Anna, here's the deal.
Oh, tarps. God.
You, if anything happens, like if any... liquid or any that's a squirt and that is good and you will fucking it'll blow your mind. Literally your mind will be blown if you've never squirted before and you finally squirt for the first time. Your mind will be blown. You're like, holy shit. It's like getting high for the first time. First time you get high, you're like, man, this is cool as fuck. Why did I take so long to do this? Fuck. Same thing with squirting, Anna.
Right.
Most women at 36, 37 have squirted.
Like 38 like you, whatever.
38, no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the air show, 3 hours, no head.
Mm-hmm.
Most women at 37 have determined as
not
to whether...
37.
How old are you?
34.
36.
Your birthday's May.
Oh, I'm still 34.
34 and three quarters.
Shut up!
All right, you're 35.
I'm 34.
So most women at almost, most women at 34 and three quarters have already figured out whether they can squirt or not.
Yes.
And you haven't. So I think you need to figure that out. And I think Blitz, while being a gentleman, will say that he will.
Or a suit.
He will. He will do it for you. Blitz, are you familiar with said technique?
Yes.
Okay. Do you, if requested, could you perform said technique?
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
If indeed Anna said, honey, Sprouchy, will you do fingering on me? Oh God. What would you say? Sure, yeah.
I know what I want to say, but I'm not going to.
Get on all fours. Get on all fours, face down, ass up. Face down. Ass up.
Right.
I know what he's thinking because we have the same brain.
Face down. Ass up, Lummy. What's the next line? That's the way.
We're like, the fuck?
There you go, Lummy.
What if I tell him I'm scared?
I'm scared. I'm scared, honey. And he's going to say, well, that's a natural reaction. Most first time fingering, earth, east. Are scared.
And Crispy's got some big fingers.
Were you scared the first time you had vaginal intercourse? Yes. Were you scared the first time you had a penis in your mouth? Yes. Were you first time that you had a penis in your hand? Yes. Were you scared the first time you made out and you got hickeys and you had to hide them from your penis? Yes.
Oh, shit.
Were you scared the first time you and your roommate scissored in college?
Right. Pillow fight.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You're right, Papa.
Being scared, while you're getting fingered, it's not a big deal. In fact, I would expect nothing less. Let's work through the fear. Now yes. get down on all fours, mm-hmm. face down, ass up. I'm gonna
That's
get some fucking
like
organic coconut. I'm gonna get some organic coconut oil. I'm gonna go two deep. We're gonna work our way up to three.
A little bit of grit, a little bit of heat.
You're gonna feel a little grit, a little heat. You're gonna feel a little pressure against your pelvic bone.
But I'm mm-hmm. scared, Pamper.
You should be. You need to be. This is new. But once we break that seal, fuck Katie Bardador with the squirtness.
Yes.
I'm down with the squirtness. Mm-hmm. You'll be asking for it. It'll be Tuesday in the afternoon. Y'all know somewhere out of nowhere. You'll be like, Pepper, can I squirt? Please, Pepper.
But I'm scared.
I'm scared to squirt, but I like to squirt, Pepper. Pepper, squirt.
Squirt.
Me, Pepper, squirt.
Squirt it up.
Squirt it up, squirt it up. Watch squirt it all up. Squirt out.
Squirt up, squirt up.
Squirt up. Now it's the time of where everybody puts your butt and banana. Squirt up.
Squirt up. That'd be a good parody.
You'll be like, Pepper, we can go to the air show and stand on a stupid dock for 3 hours, or you could be squirting me, Pepper.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. eat all day long.
I mean, I guarantee you not a lot of things would cancel Blitz's fucking air show extravaganza, but if you would have said, baby, let's stay in bed this afternoon and you squirt me up, motherfucking, I think you guys might have stayed in the hood.
Probably.
Squirt me up, watch it all squirt out.
Boop, boop.
Anna.
Yes.
Now you know what can get you out of the air show next year. A squirt up.
Next year? How about in 2 weeks?
Is there another air show in 2 weeks?
Absolutely. Not Sun
me.
Fun.
I have plans.
What? Yeah. Sun and Fun in Lakeland?
Well, I mean, Anna.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go, baby, Blitz, honey, instead of driving through over to Lakeland and seeing the same place that we saw at fucking McNeil and doing all that bullshit, how about I just get naked and you squirt me up for a couple hours? You'd be like, fuck yeah, let me turn off these Air Force One radios I got here and this, all this other bullshit, and let's just stay in bed and fucking squirt it out, bitch. About to get mines.
I'll put that in my back pocket.
No.
Put it in your front pocket.
Let them know about Wednesday before. Be like, hey, I just want to let you know, yeah, Saturday we could be driving to I-4 bumper to bumper, motherfucking air show, Willie. Same thing we saw 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. or... I could be ass down, face up, or face down, ass up.
That's what I like to
ass
fuck.
Ass down, face up.
Ass down, face up.
5-day event.
Face fucking me.
Yeah, it used to be a week, and that's only 5 days. Pretty sad, isn't it, Lemmy?
Yeah. Unless he's like, hey, we'll go to the air show, and you can fucking suck my dick while I face fuck you.
Oh, my God!
Our Blitz could be like, Warren. We're not going to the air show. I'm just face fucking all afternoon.
Right. I mean, wait, what?
Yeah.
Face fucking.
Well, but Bubba, on the night, they have advanced flight planning across devices at 9 a.m. with John Rutter.
Or face fucking. If you could ask any man with his wife at the fucking McNeil Air Force show, would you rather be here schlepping along, or would you rather be watching the fucking ball game with your wife blowing you? Please, do I even need
another
statistic on that?
We saw some heifers.
Yeah, but those are the ones that like to get face fucked. They don't have to do any work.
Girls that we're dating and are currently involved with. We don't fucking date fat heifers.
No, but you said if you ask people at the McDill Air Force Base that were there.
You don't ask the guys with fat girls. You ask the guys with hot ones.
Yeah.
We saw a lot
the
of lats popping, if you know what I mean.
Trying to get them to do some fucking cardio.
Yeah.
Don't be a cardio bitch, Anna. Be a head-giving bitch.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know, though. The Build Best LSA Ever Thatcher CX-7 side-by-side by Dr. Glenn Bradley is at 11 a.m.
Oh, Blitz is fucking hard on that just thinking about it.
No, I don't go to any of those.
Oh, not the Corn Roast and Food Festival?
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. Blitz goes to the, you know.
UT Festival.
Hell yeah. Especially now that they got that beach volleyball thing done.
Oh, they got that done now,
it's
Blitz?
It's done, Lummy.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't think you're going, buddy.
Oh, you can go. As long as I don't have to go to the air show, that's fine.
Yeah, but what if they had guys fucking beach volleyball?
They have the basketball courts right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, go watch those guys.
So I'll go watch the 14-year-olds play.
Yep.
Because that's how old they look.
No, but they got to be some pretty good-looking dudes over there.
Well, when we drove by yesterday, they all looked very young.
You're just trying to get home in one piece, honey.
That's what we were going to, Dan's
house.
And
you were drunk.
No, she wasn't even drunk
going
yet.
To Dan's house. But I also have a bad astigmatism.
But on the way home, were you very drunk?
Yes.
Were you drunk, girl? Yeah. That's the best kind of head, too, that drunk head.
Wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it was great.
Did you give him head on the way home?
No.
Have you given him any head in the car yet at all? Zero.
Not in the car.
Truck? In a truck head?
No.
Any vehicle head
in the back of a U-Haul?
Are you big into vehicle head? Guys like it.
I know. I'm not against it. I just haven't done it.
All right.
Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad. Blitz has been not too happy about
There's
it.
There's a beach volleyball.
Has he been telling you?
Oh,
wow.
Beach volleyball. UT?
I told you I had to share my pictures, Lummy.
No, sorry.
Lummy, did you hack into Blitz's shit? I want full access.
Did you get in my cloud?
I've been trying to get into Blitz's cloud for years. He's fucking... Blitz practically lives in my cloud. I mean, fuck.
Yeah. Oops, sorry, Blitz.
I mean, tell me how to get into Blitz's cliz immediately.
His password's UT.
UT co-ed Red and Wild.
Yeah.
UT co-ed exclamation point.
Nice beach.
All right. Well, listen, I hate to cut this short just when we were starting to get a little
Wow, where do you going somewhere?
I'm going to the IRS building. And I'm scared as fuck.
Well, good luck to you.
Can't forget your mask.
Yeah, do you have a mask?
I tried to tell the merch critic, hey, listen, if they, if I don't walk out of here, it's because they took me in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can apprehend you there, though, can they?
I mean, they could, but...
Man, I hope I don't get apprehended at the IRS building. Lummy.
Call me. I'll get you out.
You're going to do shit.
I'll come get you out. I'll take your place.
Hi. It works that way.
Hi, I'm Bubba. And I know you guys are trying to incarcerate me, but I got a guy that works for me that wants to do my time for me.
Oh, okay. Come here. Hello.
Hi, I'm here to do Bubba Clem's time.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking in.
Can you imagine if you could send somebody to do your time? Really? I mean, and Blitz, think about it. Like, say you had this billionaire that got sentenced to like 6 months in federal prison, right?
Right.
For insider trading or some bullshit that fucking rich people get in trouble for. But it's not like raping or killing or it's some financial bullshit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they go to you and be like, listen, Johnny Rich guy, you got to be in federal prison for 6 months. And then once you get out, you got to be in house arrest. You'd be like, hey, listen, I got a guy that's going to do my time for me. All you're looking for is a guy to be, do some a free man to have his freedoms taken away, right? Well, this guy's free. And let me, you could be a professional. Like, how much would a billionaire pay for a guy to do 6 months?
Probably good amounts.
Probably a lot of money.
That's why they don't allow that, because billionaires would be out there like, hey, I need that guy dead, and then that other guy I'll pay to do my time.
Yeah, the homeless guy, three hats and a cot.
Mm-hmm.
No, but if you went to let me, like a guy like me, you'd go to me and a billionaire be like, hey, I'll give you, $2 million to go do 6 months in prison for me.
Oh, 100%.
Then I'd be like, Blitz, can you and the boys hold the fort down for 2 months or for 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Like what Lummy said. He would go to a homeless guy and say, look, here's $30. Can you do my time for me?
Oh, yeah.
I just killed a guy.
You just cleaned
years.
Up the streets, though, by getting the homeless off the streets.
There you go.
That is true.
There you go.
No more 10 cities.
Bubba, you just came up with a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Rent. Rent a free person.
rent the homeless to go to jail for you.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? The person that does your time for you has to be at least like, in good... Well, hell, I owe taxes, so they're not going to let me go. I'm the guy looking to buy somebody to buy some time for
mm-hmm.
me.
Well, there you go.
What if they offer tax credits when I go there? Do I get a carbon fiber...
Ask them.
Do I get a carbon fiber print?
You should go in your smart car and show them that you're giving back.
Yeah, I should go on my electric bike.
Probably a good look.
Do I get a carbon fiber print credit? Do I get a carbon fiber credit?
Well, have the merch critic just drop you off a block away and be like, I had to walk here.
Yeah.
So my building's just down the road, but fuck.
I got dropped off 100 steps this way.
Can't afford gas.
Yeah.
Times are tough.
Yeah, no shit. All right, well, let's get this posted up and get the Hap B.
You sure?
They could make an album of just my outtakes.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. We were just losing it.
Let's make sure I didn't get out. I don't need a client hearing that. Outtakes have done me dirty and over my life.
Okay, no, I won't.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, download this podcast. Whatever.
Download this podcast now that you've listened to the whole thing.
Here's the deal, man. If you're listening to this, you're obviously a fan of ours. Thank you so much. But could you spread the word to like your guys on the job site and shit? Go fucking download this podcast. It's good shit. Please, I'm trying to make it in life.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go to the IRS.
I'm headed to the IRS for an in-person.
I may not be back.
This may be the last podcast ever.
Oh, no.
It's been fun, Bobs.
Thanks, Anna.
It was a good run.
Anna, I thought perhaps before my prison time would start, you would have squirted by now, but you had it. You let me down this weekend.
So sorry.
Are you considering it?
Considering squirting?
Trying it. Trying it.
Okay. I'll consider trying it.
But would you, if she wanted to try it, would you administer said technique?
Of course.
Okay.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
There you go.
I'm a gentleman.
I look forward to getting that type of report back from you kids.
Jetski, okay.
Mommy, I love you.
I love you, Bubba.
We're going to do the goats 12 at on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
On top of the Crown Vic.
Yes, sir.
Can you handle them?
Oh, yeah.
Cause,
one by one, obviously.
Do you know Hootie headbutted me in a malicious type way? I told Blitz about it 2 weeks
ago. Oh, yeah. He's got a hard head, Bubba.
He fucking headbutted me. I was trying
Bubba almost got knocked out.
No, fucking for real, Lummy. I was trying to like
he
give
had
him
CTE little, for like 4 days.
I was trying to like kind of love on him and give him like little, you know, hugs and shit. And he was up on the first level there. On the new condo, and I was kind of like just kind of muntying on him, and he fucking went bam.
Did you like kind of grabbed his leg or something, right?
Did you ear grip him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I ear gripped him and grabbed his hoof, and he fucking went full Mike Austin on me.
That.
They love when you do that.
He went bam, and then it kind of, I saw stars, and I was like, I'm going to be like Bob Saget. I'm going to die back
here. Oh, no.
Die with the goats and come
no,
out
for
there.
Real. I thought for real that maybe I was going to be like Bubba Saget.
Oh, no.
If you pass out with the goats, they butt fuck you?
No, but they...
Oh, fuck yeah.
They could access it. You know they would.
They're just butt fucking the shit out of me back
there.
Who do
you flip you over? Baby, pull your pants down. And they just go to town.
And, you know, they'll eat my pants off me because they eat everything.
That's true. That's
and they
yes.
would just start butt fucking. Yeah.
I'd like to make a proclamation, Lummy. If you ever show up and Bubba's on the ground getting butt fucked by the goats, you better record it before saving
record
them.
It, yes.
No, Lummy, you better, in my fucking honor, help me.
Oh, I will, after I'm recorded, I will make sure I get, you know, you awake.
But what if he's dead?
Well, I mean, there's a pond.
What if I died?
Lummy will just push into the pond.
Would you guys be sad if I died?
Fuck yeah.
I'd be sad. Of course. I'd be super sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
I'd be sad.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call Blitz if I found he dead.
Blitz, Bubba's dead. What do I do? Blitz is like, I don't know. Are you sure he's dead or is he just sleeping? Sometimes I...
What time is it?
Yeah,
two for six?
What time is it, Lummy?
Oh, 5:43.
Oh, yeah. He's passed out from pills.
He's probably fine.
Yeah, he's probably fine.
He's fine.
You know what? Go back at 5:15 if he'll be up by then. If he's not up by then, he's dead.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's nothing we can do anyway.
Pick him up, drop him off at Tara's front door. Just say,
ain't nobody picking him up.
Drop him off the fire station. Hey, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Or by ever, whatever means. Be a daily downloader for this. Spread the word. We appreciate it. Anna, I look forward to your jet ski.
Thank you so much.